Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I see a bright shining future for the ghetto youth of America. You see, all we gotta know is that the whole world is waiting on us. Yeah.
When I view the world today,
thank you.
Welcome to the Mosaic Show with Flava in L.A. You were just listening to The Dubber with his piece called Late Night Ride. I want to invite everyone to get on board with Flava News and Flava in L.A. We are planning some big, big things for 2010. I thought I would just throw a topic out there today and welcome you to call in. I thought 2010 has started out with a bang, good or bad. We want to hear from you. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. L.A., are you there?
Hey, what's happening? You know I'm here. I know I had a little hiatus the last couple of shows, but you know I'm back. I'm back in the saddle, you know, ready to ride on out. So, but other than that, Flava, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, as far as the topics is concerned, I could touch on it. You know, mine started out a little bad, but you know, I'm not gonna let this, you know, stop me at any course. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the wife, she kind of fell and broke the arm. That's why I wasn't on the last show. So, just dealing with that, helping her get through it. So, you know what I'm saying? So, everything's going okay with that. And also with her grandmother had to go back into the ER. So, but she's out of that. So that's where my wife's over there visiting her right now. So I just want to say a big get well soon to Margaret Eriks. So I hope everything goes well with that. So, you know, a little bad, but other than that, you know, a lot of good things lining up. So I'm not going to let that hold me down or stop me. I'm going to keep pushing, you know. That's what we do. Right, Flava?
There you go. Yes, we do. Well, I want to give some shout-outs. You know, in our chat room, I want to give a big shout-out to my girl April Sims and to Hellraiser Entertainment, to Kua out of Dallas, Texas, and to Verbal Skills out of South Carolina. I don't know Verbal Skills if you know the Dubber. He's out there in South Carolina, too. But I got to give a shout-out to April. She's going to be out here in Seattle if everything works out the first part of February, so I'm excited to meet her in person. And for those of you that don't know, April's got so much going on. She's got her photography. You can check her out at aprilsimsphotography.com. You can check her out at aprilsims.com, and that'll take you to her websites. You can check out We Are Greater Than I. She's a big supporter of independent artists and finding ways to help independent artists shine. I'm hoping if she comes to Seattle, maybe she'll take a picture of, you know, Lady Flava and make me look good somehow. So you got to check out her work, L.A. Everybody that has not checked out April's photography, she is amazing. But I was telling April this morning that, you know, I was connected with her a long, long time ago, and she didn't even realize it on MySpace. I was a big fan of hers. I had seen some of her photography,
mm-hmm.
And then I started going to her show. You know, she has the April Sims shows, which she's, you know, gradually working out of that and moving in a different and exciting direction. So, you know, I knew her first as a photographer, then I got to know her as an amazing spoken word artist. And then now, you know, in 2009, I just really, you know, came to understand how much she has a passion, just like I, in regards to supporting the independent artist. So anybody that's in the Seattle area listening to the show, April Sims of April Sims Photography is going to be in our town the 4th through the 6th,
mm-hmm.
if everything works out, and she is giving a special out to us in Seattle for headshots. So you can get at me, and I can give you more information about that.
I might have to go on the calendar.
I think it should go on the calendar once April's got it confirmed. I think we should put that on the calendar. And then also I want to put it out there to Kua. I was talking to a dear friend of mine out of Minneapolis and another amazing artist, that a visual artist but also a poet that I became connected with many years ago, also on MySpace, Sean Garrison. And he and I talked over the weekend, and I didn't know that he was a painter. And so, you know, so he and I were talking about some things that he wants to do, not only with his poetry. He's got a couple books out. with his poetry, one of the best haiku poets that I know, modern day haiku, just absolutely amazing. But he's a visual artist, so you know what, cool, I think we need to put on a art showing up here in Seattle. We've got the perfect venue, and so LA and I are just exploring some exciting things that we can do for you and with the art. So, you know, Kua, think about that, coming to Seattle to do an art showing. And then verbal skills. Much love to you. I see you are bouncing all over the blog talk internet waves and getting ready to do another feature. So I'm excited for you and you know, you getting the word out and stuff like that. So, you know, just big shout outs to all of you that support Flava News and to, you know, the Mosaic Show as we, you know, help try to find creative ways to support what you're doing. You know, do the same for us. Let's build a win-win in 2010. So, you know, I understand what LA is talking about. The, you know, 2010 has started out with some challenges, you know, whether it be personal or professional or whatever. But for me, you know, I have to just say that I feel so very, very blessed. As I was, you know, communicating with April this morning and this and that, you know, I realize more and more every day, you know, how blessed I am and the amazing creative souls that I'm connected with. You know, I've learned, you know, over the years in dealing with artists, you know, I've gone through some bumps in the road. And yes, you know, my ego has gotten in the way of some of the things that I've endured, you know, but that's something that I'm working on, you know, and as I am able to let go of the negative things that I've encountered, you know, the doors start opening for me. So I'm very, very grateful to the people that God has surrounded me with and, you know, in moving forward. I don't know whether we're going to make an announcement today on this show. I will leave that up to LA to call the shots on that. But I just want to thank everybody, you know, for their support of what we're doing. This is, you know, as April would say, this is greater than I, you know, and so, you know, this isn't about, you know, Flava News. This isn't about, you know, April Sims, you know, this is about all of us coming together, networking and making things happen, you know, in each other's world, you know, as you connect with the right people, you know, the doors can open, you know, and, you know, we can get creative. There's so many things that we can do, you know, to make things happen. And that's what, you know, we're trying to do here in Seattle. You know, as I talk about the fact that I'm getting ready to turn 50 in July and putting on this big venue, even though I'm so excited about, you know, turning 50, and I talk about that all the time, the exciting thing about it is, you know, my 50th birthday also gives an opportunity to put on a showcase to showcase some of your talents, you know, to the people here in the Pacific Northwest. So I definitely open the doors for anybody that wants to fly into Seattle. I know people have contacted me and said that they want to come out. So, hey, let's just make it happen in July. We've got the venue in place and all of that. So I know I'm sitting here rambling on, and maybe I should, you know, find a track or something to play, huh? I got on my soapbox. I think April Sims' fault. She got me pumped this morning.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. I love it. So, I love the energy. Do it.
So we're excited. We've got something up our sleeves. And again, I'm going to, you know, leave that up to LA whether we make an announcement or not.
We got something up the sleeves, but I want to let everybody know it's not any tricks, no tricks up the sleeves. So just wanted to let that cat out of the bag. But go ahead, Flava, and let a track go.
Well, you know, I was clicking through here, you know, trying to find our song, and we've got so many tracks on our list here. Man, I probably just went past it. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, but I'm sure you're going to find it, you know. You're persistent.
Yeah, okay. Because I know I'm So as I'm looking for this song that I want to play, I want to invite everybody, you know, whether you're in the chat room or you're listening live, give us a call, 347-857-1189. Let us know what you think about 2010 so far. I know we're only 24 days into it, but, you know, I think that you can, you know, have a good feel of what's going on in your part of the world and in your life or, you know, as an artist. Let us know. So 347-857-1189. We want to hear from you. And man, I'm sitting here clicking. I don't know if you can hear me clicking. I got both my laptop and my desktop.
You over there like old stock, like you watching the stock. You got all those.
I know it, huh?
At you.
I wish I was making some money off of these clicks, huh? Could I make some money off of this, like, click, 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 going down this line? I think I need some new glasses.
Come on.
I just got new glasses last February. I think I need new glasses again because, man, I can't find it.
I think
we need to find a different way to list these because, man, I'm lost.
No. I think the song Flavor is talking about, she's talking about that banger from Black Stax, I Love My Life. Here we go. Like I said, man, we already kind of saying that it's the 2010 song of the year for Flavor News. But I'm sure as more ears get a chance to hear it, you know, come on over to our side and vote that as well. So Flavor, what do you think?
Well, it is. It's one of my favorite songs. You know, LA introduced it to me, and, you know, I listen to it here in my office, you know, and we play it every show. You know, Verbal Skills has fallen in love with Felicia Loud, and, you know, we've let Black Sax know, you know, the appreciation that they're getting from our listeners. And their CD will drop here in 2010. So I was telling LA before the show, I can't wait, you know, to be able to not only play their music, you know, on our show, but to be able to, you know, help promote a product for you to be able, you know, to purchase, you know, to be able to enjoy on your own in your own time. So
it's definitely a must-have. I ain't just blowing smoke here.
Yeah, definitely.
This is not one of those discs you wanna, you know, saying get on the whatever the download, I mean, you know, burn it or whatever. You're gonna wanna have this one. 'Cause this one is something you're gonna want to pass down to the kids and whatnot. I'm telling you. You might wanna grab two or three of them. I'm telling you. It's gonna be it's one of those type of messages. Pieces of art that's going to have a message as well as good music, you know, so I'm just letting y'all know ahead of time that this is definitely, you know, and once it drops and we have the opportunity to probably place it on Flavor News for your to purchase and whatnot, so please just be, you know, definitely going to let you guys know when that is available, so please be on the lookout for that.
Well, and as I told Verbal Skills, you know, a week or so back, you know, Felicia Lau is going to sing me Happy Birthday. Black Stax will perform at my 50th birthday, so I'm so excited. But, you know, Verbal Skills, I think, is asking about Chocolate, so I'm going to play one of her pieces, another piece from an amazing artist out of the Pacific Northwest, Chocolate, and this is her piece called To Whom It May Concern. That's Seattle's very own Chocolate with her piece called To Whom It May Concern. Excuse me, I need to cough.
Clear it out, mama.
Woo!
Get it out, mama.
I got a tickle in my throat. I need some Coca-Cola. I told everybody I work for Coke, but I need to make sure I make that clear. Coca-Cola, you know, if you ain't got no money, just send me some Coca-Cola.
You off the chain.
Whoa, I don't know where that tickle came from. My daughter's looking at me like I'm crazy. Anyway. Ooh. So nobody wants to share with us their thoughts of, you know, how things are going so far in 2010. I'm just excited. I'm excited. You know, I'm learning and I'm growing. Do I have it perfected? Oh, heck no. You know, but you know, I'm surrounding myself with good people. You know, the puzzles, you know, puzzle pieces are fitting, you know, so I'm ready to do it. I told April Sims, you know, I'm in Washington, the state of Washington. She's in Washington, D.C. We're going to hold hands across these states, you know, and make things happen. You know, and together we can do it. You know, you just have to believe it. Together we can do it. You know, one of the things that Flava News is exploring, which we're going to implement here shortly, is a financial foundation to try to help, you know, support artists to help their dreams become a reality. That's one of the struggles, you know, we are very aware of. It's not only just, you know, them having the talents and people believing in them, but you know, it takes money. This is real talk. You know, what we do, you know, and just even keeping the electricity on and having internet service and phone service and all of that, this stuff doesn't come free. So you know, putting on a venue or you know, creating flyers or you know, even just getting, you know, purchasing, you know, Photoshop to have on your computer, you know, that all takes money, you know, so, you know, we are working on, you know, the kinks out of how we're going to propose this, you know, to the public, but we do. We want to create a financial foundation for artists to be able to have the ability to tap into and be able to get some, you know, financial assistance from Flava News to complete a project that they are working on. If you haven't checked out, our website, go to www.flavanews.com. And, you know, I've got, you know, the new newsletter up. We've got the new featured up. I need to update our calendar with some new events. And, you know, that's where you can stay up on what we're doing. Unfortunately, I got so busy between watching my two grandbabies who are just under 2 years old, and it feels like watching twins. L.A. can tell you. he gets to experience the babies, you know, when he comes over here for our meetings every week, you know, and he's so wonderful with the girls, but let me tell you, they just wearing their nanny out. So, you know, I'm not online as much as I was because I'm working on this project.
I try to come. For everybody who's out there listening, I try to come in and, you know, like the old wrestling, you know, I try to tag Flava out, you know, give her a lift, 10-15 minute breather, take over and watch the girls for a little bit.
I really should have taken a picture of LA the other day because he was holding Mandy Kimura, and then all of a sudden Amira reached her hands up, one or the other. Next thing you know, L.A. was holding both of them. So I really, you know, I need to take some pictures of L.A. interacting with the babies because he's a big help on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You know, we get work done, but he's, you know, part-time babysitter too. So, you know, we're really working on some stuff here in Seattle, and that's been taking up a lot of my time. So I need to get back over to Flava News Ningside, our social network. You know, I went over there today. I'm sorry, everybody, that I've neglected you over there, and I promise I will be back on it this week. I have, you know, 7 new members that wanted to join, so that was really exciting to find out. And an amazing artist who I got connected with on Facebook joined, and she is a clothing designer and artist out of London. And she's shared with me some of her fashion shows that she's done over there in Europe, and it's just really exciting. So I was really excited to see that Karina wanted to join the Flava News Society. Sean Garrison, my buddy out of Minneapolis, he just joined the Flava News Society group on Facebook, so I'm excited to see that. So, you know, go ahead. I'm running my mouth.
No. I just wanted to just step in, and I'm going to step right back out, but I just want to let all those true Flava News fans and those dedicated supporters is that Team Flava News is, we're in the kitchen kind of, we're in the beginning stages, but we're trying to develop something very unique and very special for those dedicated Flava News supporters and followers that have been down with us from day one and who's known Flava over the years, that we're just trying to build something that's going to cater and that kind of gives back, so to speak, to those dedicated supporters and fans. So just wanted to put that out there. Now I'm going to step back a little bit and let Flava, she done cleared her throat. I heard her coughing out back there. I heard you.
The left side of my throat is the tickle, and I'm like, what the heck?
Moses Jones up in there.
I don't know. I hope it's kind of like, the palms of your hands scratch it. If it itches, does that mean money's coming? I don't know.
Yeah,
so,
Or you're going to spin it, one of the two.
The verbal skills said he wanted to call in right quick. I believe he's got an interview going on today on Epiphany Show, but anyway, verbal call if you got something you want to say. Okay, here he is. Let me click him on. Mr. Verbal Skills, welcome to the Mosaic Show. Uh-oh, he clicked off. Okay.
I'm here.
Wait. Oh, you're here?
Yeah, I think
so. Okay.
Hey, L.A.
What's poppin', Verbal?
Nothing much, man. I just wanted to say this is great, man. I love listening to y'all. Y'all have a very unique dialogue. And Felicia Loud, I don't know what it is, but I'm grooving on her and Chocolate. Oh, man. And I just want to let y'all know, I did buy my Timberlands, and I'll be starting that little walk about next month after Valentine's Day. I should be there in time in July. And I want to say hello to everybody in the chat room, and Miss April Sims, wow, that is a very talented lady.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I just looked at some of her some of the photos in her gallery, and that Birds of Paradise. Ooh, I love it.
That's my favorite flower right there.
Yeah, man. And for her to capture it, just like, wow, what an eye. And I just wanted to say that because I can't hang out with y'all all day today because I have another application coming up at 3:00 Eastern Standard Time. But I just want to show my love for you, L.A., and Miss Lady Flava.
Thank you,
I just have to show my love, because, hey, I love y'all too.
Well, we appreciate that.
We
so enjoyed that day that you came and hung out with us, that was just peace, much love and respect. And so, I understand that, you don't go hang out with Miss Epiphany, another East Coast mama out of California on her amazing show today. So, yes, we understand. We won't, keep you or whatever, because we see you doing your thing big time and getting around, you know, Blog Talk and around, you know, to different listenerships. And I think that's important, you know. I think that, you know, people need to hear your story. It was kind of cute, you know, the things that I learned about you on the last show. I don't know, I wanted to call it the Bad Boy Show. What was that show that you were on?
Yeah, Expressions with the Bad Boys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was a pretty good show. You know, I had a good time with them, just like I have a great time with y'all, because y'all be turning me on to that flavor up in the Northwest. Y'all do not know. I'm about ready to pack up from South Carolina and move out of here and go do my Paul Bunyan thing up in the great Northwest, you know.
Come on, man. We welcome you.
I mean, you know, people just don't realize, you know, what we have up here in the Pacific Northwest. You hear about it so much, you know, with the East Coast. You hear about it, you know, out of California. But Seattle has got some amazing, amazing talent. And we also have funding up here in the Pacific Northwest for the arts. The government up here really, really supports the arts. And I don't think that people realize that. You know, I received a grant for a literary conference that I was the host for up here in Seattle in 2008. And there's money up here. I mean, it's just, there's amazing visual artists to writers to, you know, spoken word to musicians. I mean, we just have an array of talents up here, and that's one of the things, Verbal, that LA and I are excited about with the Mosaic Show is that, you know, I've been around Blog Talk for a few years now, you know, and, you know, I'll have to say, you know, a lot of the shows, you know, it kind of has their little followings. Everybody kind of goes to each other's shows, you know, but you kind of hear some of the same stuff. Well, the nice thing is that we're so excited about where we live and the artists that are right here that we have the opportunity to share that with you. Not only do we have the opportunity to share the talents of the Pacific Northwest, you know, but we have a listenership from the Pacific Northwest that we get to share your talents with, too. You know, so, man, you know, God is good. Let me tell you, God is good.
Yes, he is. And, you know, I want to say this because, you know, everybody called God a different name, but I like to stick with God because it's three letters, it's simple, and everybody know who you are talking about. My journey in spoken word and writing has really excelled. And Lady Flavor in L.A., I could not be where I'm at if it wasn't for people like y'all to have a venue, whether it be on the internet or anywhere else, for people like me who are aspiring to give out this message that they believe that God gave to them. And I thank y'all very much. I really do. It's exciting. It's exciting, and I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we appreciate your support, too. You know, as we tell you, you know, people, you're not the only person who said, you know, L.A. and I have an interesting dialogue. You know, we're different in personality, but, you know, we just mesh well. You know, and we may talk a different dialect from time to time. I'm like, L.A., what did you just say? You know, or whatever. You know, but it's, you know, I love this man to death. I just do. And I have to, you know, I have to give big shout out to Miss Kim Johnson for sharing her husband with me because I'm very, very grateful for that. You know, so, you know, you know, he just brings a different flavor into my life, and he helps it work, you know, and I think that that's what we all need to do, you know, Verbal, is just, you know, surround ourselves with people who are going to uplift, you know, the vision,
right,
you know, because,
right.
You know, you are an amazing talent, and you deserve for people all over this globe to know about you,
wow.
You know, so, you know, so
thank
that's why
you.
I think it's a blessing, you know, that you kind of support what we do and allow us to support what you do. You know, that's building a win-win. That's what we need, 2010, building win-wins. You know, you're going
that's
down
a
to...
very good motto, win-win, yeah. In 2010.
That's right.
There you go. There you go. you might want to throw that one.
Like,
I was saying you might want to throw that in any new pieces you might have coming up.
Well, you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm working on a new piece. I had to stop because I've been getting excited by all this attention I've been getting of late. But I tell you what I will do. I will finish the track sometime tomorrow and look for it this week. And I'll put it exclusively on Flavor News.
Ooh, Flavor News. Okay.
I mean,
I'm excited.
You know, I'm not much of a producer, but I think my voice, you know, from what I've been told, my voice is pretty good. And I just want to share it with everybody. It's a talent that God has given me and blessed me with. And I think I would be remiss if I didn't share, you know, whatever talent I have with the world. And once again, it's people like Flavor Magazine, L.A., and others, you know, like Epiphany, City Soul, or Soul City. Soul City Radio, Lyrical Toy, who had me on a panel yesterday. The camaraderie among the poets should be nothing more than a very strong bond between all of us. And like I said, I'm just grateful to be in the same arena as other people coming together. And that's what it's all about. But I tell you what, please do me a favor. Chocolate and Felicia Lyle, oh man, y'all got to tell them I want to buy their CDs. I mean,
okay.
and that piece you played at the end of last week's show with Chocolate, can I put in a special request for that?
Okay. So you want to hear that one before you have to go?
Yes, ma'am, because it's like really, it's really crazy. And I'm loving that flavor up there in the Northwest. Y'all don't know. I don't want to be redundant, but good God.
Let them know, Verbal. Let them know.
I'm going to let them know. I'm going to let them know. Watch. I know y'all have y'all show during Epiphany show, but if y'all listen to it in the archives, you will hear it.
All right,
I got to give shout-outs to that talent. You cannot ignore beautiful talent like that.
No, you can't.
Like April. Oh, man, those pics that she took. I mean, in and around D.C., I'm a Washingtonian, and she has captured Washington in a very unique way. And Ms. Sims, if you're out there, I salute you, girl. But anyway,
We're gonna play your special request by
Let me get my pillow.
From Seattle's very own Miss Chocolate, and this is Grown Folks Just for Verbal Skills.
Thank you.
Got it all right, but you learned a lesson or two.
Seattle's very own Chocolate, played especially for Verbal Skills out of South Carolina. So, I'm sorry, I've still got this tickle in my throat. Let me cough again. You can talk, LA.
Well, I just want to say, I just want to give a shout out to all my people down in, Louisiana, specifically the NO today, big game down there in the NO today, NFC Championship game. So I know Bourbon Street and Canal Street are off the yells of Bob right now. Everybody getting full off of the beignets and whatnot. So, and everybody's probably getting that little that liquid courage up in them. So I know the NO. And if the Saints win today, they thought they had a hurricane down there for Katrina. Let me tell you, those Saints fans are going to party like there's no party you ever seen before. But, so all my Saints fans, if y'all win, don't tear the city down. We slowly rebuilding it up now, so don't tear it back down. But, just party if y'all shall pull it off, party safe and please celebrate because, like the great Sam Cook said, it's been a long time coming. And and I'm gonna slide into another track right now. My cousin, this is one of my cousin's affiliate, Dundee, Okizoo.com. This is one of his affiliates over from Australia. So this is just a beat. This is Tycoo and Theron Noble. Beat tape, we rock. Beat tape, and this is a track called Guess Who.
If you can put this hand in place, come on and see. Get in trouble.
y'all. That was Kaku and Theron Noble, the We Rock beat tape. And the title of the track was called Guess Who. And a big shout out to Okizu Dundee. That's with my cousin, you know, another Louisiana transplant up here in Seattle, you know, trying to make it do what it do. So I'm definitely trying to do some big things with those guys in this upcoming 2010 Dub Dime, as we call it. And I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying, just put some things in the pot and make a pot of gumbo, like the L.A. way. So, you know. But, Flavor, you good? You straight?
I think I'm better now. I hope I'm better because I don't have much Coke left in my Coke bottle here, so.
Oh, sookie now.
I know it. But I'm gonna play a spoken word piece from a girl out of Columbia, South Carolina. This is Lyrical Disciple, and her piece is called In the Name of Love.
Ah, the crazy things we do. In the name of love.
Taste my amaretto kisses as wishes whisper sweet lullabies, dancing on dust particles in the breeze. Embrace me with the sacred promise to never leave or deceive. As I administer heart-to-heart resuscitation to awaken that barren place, the space overflowing with milk and honey, wandering through your secret garden, seeking, praying, hoping this moment will not be fleeting as I peel back the layers and expose the depths of my soul to you.
Just tell me what you want, baby.
I want you, baby.
And I'll feel your heart's desire. Reflecting the missing piece I've longed for. Oh, how I've longed for you. Just tell me what you want, baby.
I want you, baby.
And I'll feel your heart's desire.
Feel me.
Just tell me what you want, baby.
I want you, baby.
And I'll feel your heart's desire.
Ooh.
Just tell me what you want, baby.
Uh-huh.
And I'll feel your heart's desire.
No conflicting reservations, because you and me edify the definition of meant to be. You ask what I want from you. I want to hold you, baby. Reap the emotional perks of being your lady. I want to lift you up when you are torn down. I want to enter your mind and restore the vibrant sound of life. Color your thoughts with passion and drown your pain in a loving I want to be the sunrise in your soul, forever to console you. Near, I want you. I want to love you, baby. I want to love you. I want to love you, baby. I want to love you. I wanna love you.
That was In the Name of Love by lyrical disciple Marie Grady out of South Carolina. She did the spoken word piece and the female vocals on that. Amazing, amazing woman. You know, I connected with her over a year ago. We have some of the same interests, not only in supporting the arts, but supporting our youth. And through the arts, in my opinion, I think that we can reach a lot of youth to help them tap into their creativity and talents to use it as a form of healthy self-expression. Our youth have so much that's inside of them that, you know, that they really do need to get out. And I think that through the arts, whether it be poetry, spoken word, you know, music, dance, visual arts, or whatever, it's just a healthy way to encourage them to express, you know, what is going on in themselves, you know, because, you know, the youth is our future, you know, and we need to nurture them now. I know that so many people, you know, are out there wanting to protest and fight, you know, the system. Totally understand and respect that. But one thing I would really, really encourage is for people to, you know, start at home, you know, with your own kids, with the children of your own families, you know, and branch out into your communities, you know, because right there, you know, that's where the difference can start. I know I'm getting on my soapbox again and all of that, you know, but I just feel really strongly about youth and encouraging them. I work with at-risk homeless youth. And so, you know, I just see the changes that, you know, have come about with my kids that I work with, you know, in the year that I've been working with this particular group. And, man, you know, they encourage me. They inspire me. So, you know, reach out and make a difference in our kids' lives.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Let's see. Should we go play another track?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we should go to another track. I think we should play a verbal skills piece.
Okay, we could do that. What I love about verbal skills is he's diverse. He doesn't have just one set of you know, type of poetry or spoken word that he does. And so I'm going to put this piece out there, and it's called Size of a Butterfly Kiss.
Ooh, shit. Prone in absence of space and time. A candle's flame is not a shame as shadows dance on walls and her pubic regions touches deliriously too much. Her firm and gentle hands bracing my shoulders as pelvic grinds draw circles and imaginary line upon my backside. Yes, I sigh. Smashing lashes, inverted mountain peaks prevent me from a blissful sleep. Arms outstretched, grasp for the edge of a mattress in the clouds, and I sigh. Her recoiling hips entices me to grind against those things that escape my mind. Arched buttocks like wings discovered they too can fly into this almost criminal ecstasy. Manhood and ego surrender from the relentless force of her pliable, wet, my pubis seeking wishes of an orgasm. I cry as her butterfly kisses ejaculated the creamy pearl that heard the echoes of my sigh. her butterfly kisses. I sigh. Her butterfly kisses. The creamy pearls. The echoes of my sigh. Her butterfly kisses, the creamy pearls, heard the echoes of my sigh.
That was Size of a Butterfly Kiss by Verbal Skills. I probably should have warned you on that one, Helen. LA?
Yeah. Hey.
You wanted to hear that on a Sunday morning going on noon, huh?
You know, cool. Yeah, hey. But, you know, hey. Big old Verbal.
you can't even say nothing, huh?
Big old Verbal. Hey. Here's what it is. I ain't mad at it. That's funny. You know, Friday night, Saturday night, yeah. It's like, hey, you play that on the, hey, it's on the cracking. You know, you have the oil, incense burning, have the, you know, the red or the white, whatever floats your boat. You know, have the, you know, the chocolate covered strawberries and what have you. And, hey, you know, have a fire burning. And hey, let your imagination take hold. With that
look, you all tongue twisted and everything. We don't have, I'm gonna have to give a Verbal a call and say you got LA all just like jacked up.
Hey,
you didn't know what to say.
I wasn't expecting that one out the gate, you know, since that was my first time listening to Verbal. But hey, you took it there, so you know, I'm not gonna turn it down. good, great piece, Verbal. I can dig it.
Yeah, it's the delivery of it is good, and I'll just kind of take it to a level of, you know, critiquing a piece or whatever. That's done well and it's done tasteful.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a you know, a book reviewer, for those of you that don't know, and I've been a book reviewer for years. And erotic literature is one of the hardest things to impress me over, because I think that different people have different definitions of what erotica is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think it, you know, some people borderline on, you know, porn or whatever when it comes to it, or just don't know how to go about just really delivering a sensual erotic, you know, scene or whatever in a book well. And there are, you know, in my opinion, there are a few books that I've read that are, you know, erotic literature that have been done really well. I think that also comes to poetry and spoken word, too. Not everybody really has the skills to pull it off, in my opinion. So I think that I will give thumbs up to Mr. Verbal Skills on that one.
Oh, and then, you know, he has that voice, too, so.
Right.
I don't know, you know, he almost has kind of a little Barry Whitish.
I knew you were going to say that.
Barry Whitish, if that, you know, you can relate to it, but yeah, he definitely has that Barry White kind of a tone to his voice. So I'm sure the women love it.
Yeah. I'm going to give a shout out on the show right now, since we're kind of, you know, he kind of put me in that mindset of erotica or whatever. And recently I saw the movie Avatar, and my daughter and Peter went and saw it the other night too. And, you know, out of my household, that just gives big thumbs up, Avatar. Well, I have a girl out there on the East Coast in the Maryland area. Her name is B. Charisse Moore. For those of you that don't know her, you know, she's an educator out there in the school system, but she's an amazing, amazing writer and also spoken word artist. She has a book out that's called Taste. And the reason why I brought up Avatar and the reason I brought up erotica, I had it contact her the day after that I saw the movie, and I thought, this just reminded me so much of her book. Her book is a fantasy. It's got erotic scenes in it, but it's just so well put together, you know, and it's kind of got this tribal element to it and all of it, and so I would just really, really encourage anybody that's looking for a great book to read. It does have some adult scenes in there, but just so tastefully done. The book is called Taste, T-A-S-T-E, by B. Charisse Moore. And if you don't remember that, you know, get at me and I can give you the information, connect you with the author. She's just an amazing, amazing talent out there on the East Coast. So with that said, hey, gave my little shout out, huh, about a book I read for review.
Mm-hmm.
So we got about 19 minutes left. I'm going to play a piece by just, if nothing else, I just love this girl who manages or produces these groups. Just puts together the package so well, so professional. Big shout outs to Tal with Rarefied Air. And I'm going to play one of her artists. They are called Gun Up the Sun. And this piece is called More Than Enough.
The choice is a choiceless.
Ends be endless.
Options endless.
Trapped in the wave.
Noise takes voices.
Traffic attention.
No profit spenders.
Got what they gave.
Wait for a while now.
Never retention.
Handle things.
Shots in the cave.
Stand up, bow down.
Nothing to mention.
The man don't sing.
Forgot to behave.
Make no mistake. Take the defective. Wait for the break. Change your perspective. Straight to the danger. I aimed at an angle. Injured adventure. Entered indentured. Servant to venture. Anger to hurt her. Eventually work of the life. The weapon is loaded. I'm holding it up so you can see down my right. Full barrel. It's terrible if you don't utilize what you got. Thinking about the next thing as the first thing slowly rots. I offered it up an option and nobody seemed to care. Barely holding on to what I thought would have stopped the terror. Rising, I'm advising you to use what is already yours. Don't worry about what you want when you're gone. You'll be on to be constantly bored. It's more than enough important stuff. Afforded it up, of course, it's rough with the fortunes. Touched a portion of us, thrown under the bus. To move is a must. Where will you go?
The ends be endless.
Who you know?
Trapped in the wave.
What did I do?
Traffic attention.
You already knew.
Got what they gave.
All the way there.
Member retention.
I can't compare.
Shots in the cave.
Wait for a while.
Nothing to mention.
Make that sound.
Forgot to behave.
The choice is a choice.
Adjusting the plans.
The options ended.
I have what I have.
Noise takes voices.
You're seeing it back.
No profit spending.
I'm taking it back.
Wait for a while now.
Quit it with hate.
Handle things.
Rattle the cage.
Stand up, bow down.
Taking it straight.
The man don't change.
I'm saying it's great. Hand in the pocket, but leave it alone. With the pages to pick at the bone. Picket patrol in the pit of the pole. With the brick in the bowl and the rickety roll. Just a bit to be bold. Flickering toe, flittering foe. Glittering gold, blithering old. Fool's bowl, tools reprinting the pose. Pendulum poke, stroke, gun of the sun. Get it done in the mold. Meant that I did it to get it belligerent. Fitted it close, rid of the roam. Closed and open, home, go. Be approaching the pro. Pre-it, pray that they stay. They saying it won't hold. A stolen cone swole. To be reaching a known goal. Defeating your own hold. Feature be feeding the flown stroll. Stolen the ride and the wide of the light and divided the hype and invited the ride of the type of the tribe just to get what they like, but it fits with the fight so they get it in spite.
Where will you go?
Adjusting the plans.
Who you know?
I have what I have.
What'll I do?
Seeing it back.
You already knew.
I'm taking it back.
All the way there.
Riddle with hate.
I can't compare.
Rattle the cage.
Wait for a while.
I'm taking it straight.
Make that sound.
I'm saying it's great.
Thank you.
that was More Than Enough by Seattle's very own Gun of the Sun, produced under Rarefied Air. So we've got a variety of talents that are coming out of the Pacific Northwest, just, you know, an array of of types of talents, and just, man. So that's why I'm just excited, LA, that we created the Mosaic Show. That's so people like Gabriel Sims and Verbal Skills, you know, Kua, you know, all the people that just really support us, we have this opportunity to, you know, share with them, you know, people here. So,
yep. Like we always say, you know, I always say that, you know, Seattle is more than Starbucks and Microsoft. I always, you know, let people know it's more than up here than just that. So, you know, yeah, the talent is, you know, just of course with history, you know, for those who, you know, may not have known, you know, this, you know, Jimi Hendrix, you know, Quincy Jones, you know,
Kenny G.
Even, you know, yeah, Kenny G.
Well,
Ray Charles.
Kurt Cobain. What is
Kurt Cobain. Nirvana. You know, so,
yeah.
It shouldn't be a secret to anybody, you know, but a lot of people get caught up when, you know, the big places, not always just the big scenes, you know, the New Yorks, the LAs and the Miamis and all those different places, but it's a lot of needles in this haystack up here in this Northwest. So, and to lead into that, you know, I'm about to let y'all know on another needle in the haystack that y'all gonna definitely hear about, and this is the big homie Get 'Em Set with 3 MCs.
From one homie to the next, I miss you, God. And when I heard about your death, man, it pissed me off. I went and got a bottle, tipped and sipped and saw, and smoked a couple blunts till my fifth was gone. That was a moment in my life when it seemed so calm. And though God thought it was right, man, it seemed so wrong. Everybody got their weak points, you seemed so strong. And though your life was cut short, it seemed so long. Yo, Ray, remember when we stayed up late in that gray Caprice Classic blunts and ashtray? Bumping us Scarry X, ward of the state, you was my dude. Why'd they have to take your life that way? Gone, not forgotten my missions to keep them hopping like your guns was popping. We used to link often, you was the first to hear a verse come out of my lips, a seasoned vet in the game, so you gave me some tips, I ran with them. You brought out the best of me, role model, steadily banging SPG, hood legend, known throughout the whole CD. You was known for popping guns like you had OCD. 27th was the block in the spot you ripped, Spruce Park, banging with them white flag Crips. You held me down when you left me with this. If it ain't about building, it ain't about shit. From one homie to the next, I miss you, God. And when I heard about your death, man, it pissed me off. I went and got a bottle, tipped and sipped and saw, and smoked a couple blunts till my fifth was gone. That was a moment in my life when it seemed so calm. And though God thought it was right, man, it seemed so wrong. Everybody got their weak points, you seemed so strong. And though your life was cut short, it seemed so long. I first heard him on that Sporting Life promo disc. After that, I was convinced MCs don't know shit. Samoa would put me up on game, listen to this. The first 16 made my ego trip. We linked up clicks on a couple occasions with T-Man and Issei. Hit a couple locations, that was about the time I got off probation. Put a face to the voice like this man's not playing. Something G about him, I can't quite touch. Though I knew he had a fan that he loved so much. I'm like, yeah, J-O, man, talk that stuff. Unlike you, a lot of niggas couldn't talk that tough. Rough, around the edges with the smoothest swag. When he blessed, he had the kickback of a fofo mag. I remember thinking, E-Man, yo, don't flash. Along with a lot of folks, now I'm so, so sad. From one homie to the next, I miss you, God. And when I heard about your death, man, it pissed me off. I went and got a bottle, tipped and sipped the sauce, and smoked a couple blunts till my fifth was gone. That was a moment in my life when it seemed so calm. And though God thought it was right, man, it seemed so wrong. Everybody got their weak points, you seemed so strong. And though your life was cut short, it seemed so long. Raw skill, the youngest out the clip. The hungry used to eat when that tape got mixed in that small apartment off of Pine and Six. Jago got us together like, let's grind this bitch. You had a secret, something that you kept from folks. You had a tendency to seize up and start to convulse. The excitement in life was way too much. Taking shots of alcohol and smoking multiple blunts. I remember when we met, we spoke in passing. You commented on the style in the humblest fashion. That was way before I knew you busted rap. Ella Stewart's on the track and you busted fat. Along with everybody else, I seen potential. Sports and entertainment, that's what you were into. You didn't die from one's hands or the evil that men do. Here's a little prayer for all of my kinfolk.
That was 3MCs by Yidam Sec. And you want to find out more information about Yidam Sec, just go ahead on and, like, Google. You can just Google a name and a whole bunch of stuff will come up on him. He's currently working on his site, website, and I'm telling you, he's going to probably have one of the freshest websites in Seattle. Wouldn't you say, Flavor?
I have to tell you, L.A. hears me say this all the time about Yidam. You know, if you're in this young man's presence, you cannot help but be energized. He, you know, I'm old enough to be his mama, but he inspires me. His energy, his passion about life, his passion about family, his daughter, his girl, his music, you know, his passion about getting out there in Seattle, his passion about getting out past Seattle. You just cannot do anything but just appreciate being around him. And when he comes at you, you know, he comes at you just real. And this website, when it is just birthed and we're able to have, you know, you all go and check out what he's doing, who he is, and what his vision is, you know, it'll be like a proud mama moment because I can't wait. I can't wait to share more and more of this young man with all of you. So, I just appreciate him so much, you know, and I can't say enough about him. You know, he's definitely made his mark here in Seattle. You know, his album Hear Me Out made number 5 in the Pacific Northwest. He beat out some of the top talents, you know, here right here for 2009. So yeah, he's just, you know, he's doing it. 2010 is going to be Yidam Sec's year, and Flavor News is so proud to, you know, to be involved and to be a part of that.
Mhm. Yep. And also, go ahead. I just wanted to let you also people know that, you know, I know we not, and that's one thing about Flavor News, you know, a lot of people might not really know Lady Flavor, might not necessarily know LA, but that's okay. We might not be out in the public eye, so to speak, and whatever, but, you know, we're kind of more behind the scenes individuals, but we still get stuff done. So, you know, we don't have to be seen to be heard, so to speak. So, just letting you know, everybody know that, you know, the team is definitely coming together, it's definitely strong, and it's definitely creative. So, I just want y'all to know, like I said, for all those, and to reiterate, for all those loyal and devoted Flavor News followers and supporters and donators, definitely in the works of creating something that's going to give back, in a sense, to you, the fans and the loyal fans and, like I said, the loyal followers. So we definitely in the lab trying to create something that's going definitely be a win-win. Like we say, we all about creating win-wins here at Flavor News, and about connecting dots as well. So the website is, you know, like I say, you can go ahead on and bookmark that, www.flavornews.com. Go ahead on and book that, because that's going to be something that that's going to be one of those, you know, we definitely going to try to create that into one of those household name sites in the near future, especially for independent artists and independent, you know, and people who just want to know about independent artists. So with that said, I know we're winding down the show for this Sunday, and I just want to thank, everybody who's been coming to the show up to this point, all the people who've been going back and checking the archive and whatnot. Continue on doing that, and, you know, spread the word. You know, word of mouth is a powerful tool, and just go ahead on and spread that word and love to a friend or a friend of a friend or whatnot, and just continue on supporting us. And in doing so, we will definitely support you in return, because we, you know, it's better to give than receive. So, and I just want to also, like I said earlier, I just want to, you know, all my people down in New Orleans, all my Louisiana family, who's, you know, a big day down there with the NFC Championship game. I just want y'all to party, but party safe, you know, drive home safe tonight. Don't get too intoxicated where, you know what I'm saying, you might, you know, win the battle and lose the war, so to speak. So, you know, be responsible out there as you guys party this evening and you know, this afternoon and into the evening. And just one love, and just remember, don't tear the city down. If we shall win today, the Saints fans, that is, y'all should win today. Please don't try to tear the city down. We just, you know, slowly rebuilding it back. So don't tear it up. But I'm gonna let Flavor take us on out and give her her closing words for this segment of the Mosaic Show.
I too want to thank everybody, you know, who supports, you know, what LA and I and now Michael Blake has joined the Flavor News team. You know what we're trying to do, what we're trying to bring, you know, to you, the artists, to you, the fans of the art. You know, I've been at this for years, you know, but it's great to have some partners on board with me that just, you know, just tweak it and make it, you know, make it better than what I could have ever done on my own. You know, as LA said, you know, as we talk about, you know, let's build some win-wins here in 2010. Together, we can honestly make it, you know, make it happen, make things happen for each other. You know, separated and divided, we don't get too far. You know, so just really, really think about that. You know, Flavor News wants to introduce you to a variety, to a array of diverse talents from around the globe. You know, to Kua down in Texas, to April Sims out in, you know, Washington, D.C., to Sean Garrison in Minneapolis, to Epiphany down in California. You know, we want to bring it all to you, because these are artists that are very, very deserving, you know, to be recognized and to be appreciated. I want to thank, you know, all that came out and hung out with us in the chat room today. That was great fun. To April Sims, to Kua, to Hellraiser, and to Verbal Skills, you know, want to thank all of you. I want to thank, you know, LA and Michael. I want to thank my children for their love and support and belief in what, you know, we're doing with Flavor News. And with that said, I'm going to take you out with a piece from another amazing talent or talent out of the Pacific Northwest. This group is called Big World Breaks. They just had an event here on the 20th, and I'm going to play their piece called Beep Beep. Thank you all for tuning in today, and have a great, great week. Don't forget to tune in on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and LA and I will be back with you at that point.
To all the creators of music for the movement, Congo. to all you dancers with emotion and that natural groove.
Tuning into the Mosaic Show. You can find out more about the Mosaic Show and Flava News at www.flavanews.com. Peace.